today on Real Radio.
Did you know that's what all the cults have in common? To dismantle the deity of Jesus Christ? They all take away from the deity of Jesus Christ. They have that in common. Satan doesn't care if you differ on side issues. He will not, though, tolerate one, and that is Jesus Christ being worshiped as the only Son of God.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called There's No Other Gospel, Part 3, continues in his series called Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. We'll be covering chapter 1 with verses 1 through 10. How can we who are sinful by nature come to a God who is holy by nature? For our sins have separated us from God, and even now, sin dominates our lives. The gospel of Jesus Christ can set you free. But as we approach the end of the age, so-called false Christs and false messages will arise. So then, what is the correct gospel? Well, there's only one correct gospel, and that's believing that Christ came, lived, died, and rose again to pay the debt fully for our sin and give us eternal life in heaven with Him. There is no other message than that. Today, on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that there are no other additional revelations. Others will try to confuse you by contaminating the true gospel, for false prophets and teachers will arise and deceive many, denying the Lord who paid the price for their salvation. And now continuing his lesson called There's No Other Gospel, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
If you are a Jehovah's Witness, listen carefully. I know something you don't know. And I got it from a 28-year-long veteran who worked for the Watchtower Society in Brooklyn, New York, a senior member, told me that the New World Translation, the Watchtower, knows who translated it. So no. We've been told that. Nobody knows who did it because the man you were told is so humble, he is so meek, that he wouldn't even let his name be known. Well, how convenient is that? His name is Johann Greber. Johann Greber is the author of the New World Translation of the Bible. To give you one verse out of it, John chapter 1, verse 1 says this: In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Did you hear that? Rather than what the Bible says. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then verse 14 says, and this Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses say that they believe in one God. That's good. Then why do they have in their crooked Bible, John 1:1 state, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was a God? You see, when you lie, you get caught in your lie. They claim to believe in one God. They take away the deity of Jesus Christ, but they let him be some little demigod, some little something or other. Interesting contradiction just from the start. By the way, if you're upset by this, go to some of the ancient writings that you won't find through the Watchtower, but Charles Taze Russell, the founder of the Watchtower Society, makes mention of Johann Greber being the one who provided for him a New World Greek translation. And coincidentally enough, it dismantles the deity of Jesus Christ. How do you like that? Did you know that's what all the cults have in common? To dismantle the deity of Jesus Christ? They all take away from the deity of Jesus Christ. They have that in common. Satan doesn't care if you differ on side issues. He will not, though, tolerate one, and that is Jesus Christ being worshipped as the only Son of God, the Lord who came to earth. This word is a warning about another gospel. An additional revelation. It means to add on to. It's dangerous. Revelation 22:18 says, For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. That's why God put their book of Revelation at the end of the book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in the book. And if anyone takes away, Johann Greber, ouchie, wah-wah. Take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part out of the book of life, from the holy city and from the things which are written in the book. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days, 2,000 years ago, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. According to the Bible, is there an additional gospel? Or is there an addition to the gospel? No. Then what's going on in the world? And what are we getting peddled? Is the Bible true or is it not true? Well, it's true if you know how to understand it. Okay, so my Bible says the Holy Spirit gives me understanding concerning His Bible, 1 John chapter 2, but I suppose you want to enlighten me. Yes, I do. You cannot understand the Bible correctly unless I have you hear what it means. I need to tell you what it says. Did you know that? That's being said at my door. I'll tell you what it says. That's exactly the sin that Jesus said He hated in the practice of the Nicolaitans, those who practiced lordship over the people. I will tell you what to believe and what not to believe. You know what? If I did that here in this church right now, did you know that you, if you had any brains, would run out of this place? But some people, I pray not in this place, but some people would just stay. Well, you know, the building's close to my house. I'll just keep coming. This is eternal truth that caused the Apostle Paul to be sick to his stomach, that immediately caused him to pick up a pen and write to the Galatian churches that they were straying from the truth. And you'll go to a church, you'll go to something other than because it's convenient. Well, Jack, you don't understand how deep I am into that. Get out of it. Run for your life. Are you playing with the gospel? Do you think heaven is real? Do you think hell is real? Well, that's another thing. We're all taught, isn't that interesting, how the cults do not believe in hell. Did you know that? None of the cults believe in hell. Is that not satanic? Who talked about hell more than anybody in the Bible? Jesus. That makes Him a liar, according to their view. Tremendous things. We are to be warned against going back to the old thing that God delivers us from. We're to be warned against refusing the gift that He offers. We are to be warned against a different kind of grace. And we're to be warned against other revelations, which the Bible said would come. And you and I are living in that day and that age. It's very, very frightening. And it's very persuasive. Pay close attention to this. Here's something that you see in magazines and at your doorstep all over the place. And if we go closer, well, actually, don't go closer yet, you guys. Back up. There is another testament of Jesus Christ. Well, whoa. Next week, Paul's going to say, don't even believe it if an angel preaches another one. Wait a minute. Can I say this stuff in public? Yeah, I can. Because if you can go door to door with a lie, I can stand in a pulpit for the truth. Yeah. And here's the deal. Paul says, the apostle, he says, and the Greek says, which is breathed by God, the Bible, there's no other gospel. Well, it says here, there is another testament of Jesus Christ. Next slide. We read in the Bible of His birth in a stable, His youth in Galilee, His ministry, trial and death. Then of His glorious resurrection. No problem there. But is nothing more written of Him? He spoke to His disciples of other sheep. That's true. John's gospel, you know that one. It's Gentiles. He was speaking to Jews, and He said, by the way, Gentiles are coming too. All Gentiles. That would hear His voice. What of their record? Well, who said they were supposed to write a record? Paul says there's no other message. There's no other gospel. The Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ, contains the account of His appearance in ancient America. Following His resurrection, a copy of the sacred record can be yours without cost or obligation. You guys, listen, I love the Mormon people. If you write me a letter saying I don't, you're wrong. I have family members who live in the Salt Lake area. I know Mormonism. They're beautiful, wonderful people. I like the way they vote. I like the way they look. I like their morality. I like their strength. I like their commitment to family, to America. I love so much about them. But why isn't it that they tell you on your doorstep that Jesus is the brother of Satan? That's his brother. They're brothers, and they had a split up. Why do they tell you that? Why? It's not biblical. It's not in the Bible. It's made up. Why is it that the ancient Mormon church books are not available to you to read today? They've been revised and changed and now taken out of your ability to read because, quite frankly, the prophecies of Joseph Smith and others are wrong. There are no men who live on the backside of the moon. And there are no men found to be living on the sun. No, truly, don't laugh. People believe that. You say, Jack, you're really hot and bothered about this. You know why? It's because I love them so much. There's no other gospel. Explain that. You cannot explain it. The church of God was never prevailed over by evil. Jesus said it wouldn't happen. The gospel truth plus nothing. Be careful. Be warned about additional revelations. Paul says there's none. And preaching works. Paul says you'll never get to heaven by performing works. Number five, a warning against confusion and deception. Isn't it interesting that the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormon churches have just come into existence in the last 200 years, yet the truth that's in your lap has been available to you for millennia? He says there are those who come to trouble you, stir you up. I love the amplified version in this. There are others who have come to you after you've already heard the truth. These have now confused you and have caused you to be in doubt. These people have done this by adding just enough of a change to make the true message now false to you and powerless to save you. Deception. Acts 17:11. You see, by judging what I'm saying here this morning against the Word of God, people get up and walk out. People get upset because I'm touching the emotion. When their emotion is their salvation is based upon an emotional relationship with God rather than truth. And Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. No matter, he didn't say my sheep feel my voice. Because you could be tricked if it were feelings. Acts 17:11 says, for these were more fair-minded than those believers. These are the Bereans. Than those who lived in Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with all readiness, and they searched the scriptures daily to find whether these things were so. Everything Paul said, they had their Old Testament open, and they were judging what Paul said against the Old Testament scripture. You need to judge everything that I'm saying against the New and Old Testament, but against no other book, the Bible. Be careful. Watch out. And number six, we'll end with this. Number six, a warning against false prophets. A warning against false prophets. He says in verse 7, our sixth point, or our sixth announcement regarding this, he says that there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. So that can't really mean what it's saying, is it? It's exactly what it means. Can you believe it? It means this. It means the word want. It means they will. It is their will to deceive you. They know it. They know somewhere back there's something that's gnawing at their foundation, and they refuse to address it. But they continue to give out their other gospel. They won't face it. They won't look at it. And what do they do with it? They just continue on, and it is their will to, as the scripture says, pervert the gospel of Christ. The word pervert here, or perversion, is to inject a contaminant where something's contaminated, to mutate or to bring in a cancer. You know what's wild? In this audience, it's fair to say that there's people sitting here, it could be myself, that for years have had cancer going in them. It may be in me right now. I don't know it. Statistically, one out of every four people, maybe less, maybe higher, cancer. But before cancer ever surfaces, it's been there a long time. And the amazing thing about cancer is that it's a runaway cell. That's where it starts. One little tiny cell. It's a runaway cell. It's a rogue cell, a rebellious cell. That's why we call it cancer. And when it, in fact, the Greek that's found in this in this study is metastaspho. When something metastasizes, it begins to invade and attack. How does it start? With a wee little microscopic attack. Do you get the picture, what Paul is presenting here? That the slightest variation to the gospel pollutes it. You guys, be careful of false prophets. You say, well, I'm really careful. Okay, that's good. But what do you expect them to look like? Well, they got fangs. They wear black robes, always trying to hide a stubby little pointy tail. No, they don't look like that. Over and over in the scripture, it warns us that they come in among us. We can't even discern who they are. We have to be very careful because they weave their way in among us. John says they were among us, but they were not of us. Paul says that there's evil brethren who are false brethren who have come in among us who seek to destroy us. Paul also called them that when he would leave the elders at the Ephesian elders, when he would sail away from them, he warned them and said, listen, men among your own ranks will arise up from the midst of you and they'll attack the church and destroy many people. I'm not worried about a cult coming in here and messing you up. I'm worried about some false truth being dropped into your head and somebody along the way stoking it and you propping it up and you falling for a lie. This was the heart of Paul. Can you imagine if Paul came back today? What if Paul showed up right now today and he walked around town? I think there'd be a lot of tables being turned over, don't you? Whoa, boy, well, if Jesus came back, he would really, he's coming back. And he said, in the days and age in which he would come, are you ready? Oh, I can feel some of you just want to take me out back right now. Jesus said this, you want to know how the last days are going to be in the midst of you? How you're going to know? False prophets, Jesus said. He said it in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. He says, beware of false prophets. They're going to come to you in sheep's clothing. They'll look just like you. But inwardly, they are spiritually, they're ravenous wolves. Jesus said in Matthew 24, 11, in the last days, many false prophets will arise and deceive many people. Is that happening, everybody? Yeah. Yep. Matthew 24, 24, for false Christs and false messiahs will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the very elect. 2 Peter 2, 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, denying the Lord who bought them. Wow. You can probably tell I could go on and on, and I won't. The amazing thing about this, you might say, well, you know, Jack, you really went off on a rabbit trail. You really got into some areas that really upset me. Wait a minute. Then you're not understanding the book of Galatians. Paul is writing a letter to a people, and he nails them right between the eyes. And let me ask you, what does he gain from it? If the Holy Spirit has nailed you today, what do I gain from it? Nothing. In fact, quite frankly, if you go here still lost in your cult, it doesn't affect me at all. Did you know that? I'm still going to heaven. Then why would I risk you being upset with me and me getting mail and getting that nasty look at Home Depot from you, and you're gonna pout and be all mad at me, and chances are I won't even be able to connect your name to the face, but it's going to eat you up. And you're going to say things like, I'll never go to that church again. Who does he think he is? I think I'm a nobody, but I know this word is everything. Amen. I can't judge anything. That's why I lean on the book and let the book judge. Yes. I know this. This happens to be a Calvary Chapel. That's all it is. But you know what? If Calvary Chapel goes off the deep end, then guess what? We're plucking the dove and we're changing our name. Think about it. Truth is truth. It's not based upon my emotions. It's not based upon, well, you know what? I've been a Calvary guy all my life. I guess I'll just write it out. Forget that. truth is truth. Are you now, and have you shifted your trust upon Christ over to a church or a movement or a group of people or something else? Be careful, lest Paul write you a book. He has written us this book. And the Holy Spirit wants us to be in this book. Father, we come to you and we thank you for your truth that slices open our hearts. Lord, right now, even as we conclude, the people who got up and left during the display of the Book of Mormon and that stuff, we see that over and over again. And Lord, as they're going, wherever they've gone, we pray that you'd not let them rest day or night until these sweet souls come to know you as their one and only Lord and Savior, that their works cannot equate anything before you, that their Jesus can do nothing for them, that there is one gospel, and it was given throughout the ages, and it's presented before us in black and white truth. Lord, in these last days, may we stand for the truth, no matter what it costs us. And Father, may we be faithful to deliver those things which oftentimes are not pleasant, but so is surgery that can save a life. Father, we pray that you'd pour out your Spirit upon these, your people, who are truly the church, not this building, not a church, not a structure, not a movement. These, your people. And Lord, that you would baptize us with your Spirit, that we would discern the truth always. Father, we love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's stand, if you would, as we close in worship together.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called There's No Other Gospel, Part 3. Thanks for listening today, and our hope is that you've come to Christ by accepting his free gift of eternal life. There's No Other Gospel, Part 3, is part of Pastor Jack's series called Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. It's a series that defines the struggles we endure between faith and works and the doctrine of justification, which is promised to every true believer. And we'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Today was day 3 of this lesson, and don't forget that you can pick up any of these days you might have missed at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. How would you like to get more of Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs? Well, you can do that at YouTube. Just go to youtube.com and look up Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Watch some messages you might have missed. There are weekly messages from Pastor Jack, Real Life programs, some special messages on events that are coming up. There's even an interesting intro to Christianity right there at YouTube. Go to YouTube and look up Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Really, anything that Pastor Jack wants to share with us is available for you right there at YouTube. So don't forget, set your notifications up to know when Pastor Jack has put something new on YouTube. Over 500 videos on YouTube, lots of content. So go to YouTube and visit with us. Just look for Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Hey, by the way, have you had a chance to visit Real Life with Jack Hibbs lately? It's great to see the changes that come up quite often at the website. All kinds of stuff you can find there. You can watch or listen to any of Pastor Jack's sermons there, catch up on some lessons you might have missed, and also get that weekly devotional from Pastor Jack. A lot of folks really enjoy that. You can donate right there if you'd like. Check it out, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. By the way, if you've got somebody that's asking questions about the Lord, ask that person to go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click on the Know God tab. This could be a great opportunity to make a big change in someone's life. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. By the way, if you have a question about anything you might have heard on the radio today, head over to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and hit the Contact tab. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org and hit the Contact tab. We would love to put you in contact with somebody who can help you out with your question. It's not a problem at all. Just get a hold of us, hit the Contact tab at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.